I'm Charles Hughes, and I'll be reading two poems. The first poem is called Bumpy Air. Bumpy Air. Outside, the air's alive up here, 6 miles above the North Atlantic, and none too pleased we're passing through. The almost party atmosphere inside has vanished. Now a frantic, more natural calm grips us like glue. Dinner, its clink and chatter cleared. The boy's mom mouths, he's two. His cry takes over as a liturgy, which is by repetition seared in the mind, can lift or mortify. What words would come in vain to me if you were mine to comfort? Drop after deep drop, we hit some floor, and shuddering level off, though not for long. Then down, the next hard stop till down. No children's ride, still your plain song laments our common lot. Big pockets full of bumpiness, the captain's gloss. Be reconciled to the uncertainties of flight, he's saying. Sure, but if you're less experienced traveling in the wild, a little atom, the first cold night. The second poem is called A Man at the Hospital During Your Surgery and After. And this poem is in two parts. A Man at the Hospital During Your Surgery and After. Part 1. My wife? No beard, but otherwise he looked like Lincoln. Tall, stooped shoulders, too long face. Waiting like me, though he stayed on his feet. He'd get no farther than the desk, then ask his question. The woman, looking up, would smile. It shouldn't be much longer. She'd keep smiling, inviting him, it's fresh, to have some coffee and sit down. No thanks. One time his age came out, 78, and that this was his wife's third operation in 3 months. A fighter, he announced. Most times he just walked off, I don't know where, and wasn't there to see your surgeon show up a little early, also smiling. Part 2. He sat, head bowed, a silhouette. Old Abe, late in the war. The evening lights outside glistened, distant and cold as winter stars, in the big window by his table, shaped and held him still. I moved tray first, counting on one last stroll around your floor, IV and monitors all gone, your fingers pressed against my arm, and later talking turkey with the nurse about the protocol for leaving. His eyes, as I ducked past, stuck tight to his plate of pot roast, peas, and home-style mashed potatoes he hadn't touched. Praying for courage, maybe, afraid to eat, and then have nothing left.